Hello, I'm Robert Kraft. Welcome to Experiment of the Week. Well, I've got my umbrella, and I've got my magnifying glass, and that means we're going hunting. So what can you hunt with an umbrella? Well, we're going to capture all sorts of strange and unusual creatures. And to do that, we simply open the umbrella, find a nice bush. We check the bush first to make sure there are no bird nests or wasp nests in there. Wouldn't want to disturb baby birds, and we sure don't want to disturb the wasps. Then we hold the umbrella underneath the plant, lean the branch over the umbrella a bit, and give it a good hard shake. What's going to happen is any creatures that are living in that plant are going to be shaken loose. They're going to fall into the umbrella. It's an easy way that we can capture those creatures and get a better look at them. One of the first creatures that most people notice are the spiders, and you'll probably find a surprising number in your plants. You should find a wide variety of sizes, shapes, and colors, but all of them are predators hunting the other inhabitants of your shrubbery. Don't be surprised if you find ants in your plants. Plants are a great source of food and shelter, and they also harbor other insects that some ants find useful. A good example of that is this aphid. They use their long, thin mouth to pierce the plant and drink its sap, making them one of the top insect pests for farmers and gardeners. But some aphids produce a sweet substance called honeydew, which the ants eat. In exchange, the ants protect the aphids from predators. Sometimes you'll be lucky enough to find a bug. But wait a minute, aren't all insects bugs? No, bugs are a very specific group of insects, very different from the other groups. Some insects you find may be so camouflaged that you wonder if they really are insects. This helps them blend in with the plant, protecting them from predators. Snails are another common creature in gardens. Like aphids, they eat the plants and are usually considered to be pests. If you're lucky enough, you may even find a tiny tree frog in your umbrella. The suction cups on his toes help him cling tightly to the leaves, and his color helps him blend in to hide from his prey as well as from other predators. Now, once we're done, we will tip insects and other creatures back onto the bush that they came from. Remember, many of those creatures depend on this bush for their survival, and so if you put them on that bush over there, they may not be able to find the food and shelter that they need. We can try different bushes and we'll find different creatures. It's a fun way to explore your backyard to find all sorts of amazing living things, things you probably never even knew were there. Well, that's all for this time. Have a wonderful week. And we're going to do that by opening up the umbrella and then I've got my umbrella and I've got my magnifying glass, and that means we're going hunting. Oof.